Be'ezrus Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Yud Aleph, the Lav of Lo Yimotze, Shir Beis. In the Lav of Lo Yiroa and Lo Yimotze by Chometz, the Gemara Darshans and Psochem Davhei, Lo Yiroa Lecho, and there's a drosha, Lo Yiroa Lecho, Shel Choi Atoroya, Aval Atoroya Shel Acherim Vishel Gavoya. And the Gemara goes on to explain that you're only over the Lav of Bal Yiroa, Bal Yimotze, if it's taka yours, if it's Lecho. If it's not yours, shall acherim shall gavoya, you're not over. Miidoch giso, if it's kibul al achrayis, then it's lo yimotze yizmar. But that if you makabel achrayis on a goy's chometz, kabbalas achrayis is kiilu, it's yours and yichayiv in the love of lo yimotze and maybe lo yiro also. But to the etzem din, shall choy ataroya, aval ataroya shall acherim shall gavoya. Rashi says, what does it mean shall acherim? Shall nochri, shall gavoya. Means from kochim of bedek habayis. Now the reason Rashi says bedek habayis is because hektish of kedushas haguf mamish of korban, it's very rare that it's chometz. It could either be by the shtei halechem, which is on Shavuos, not on erev Pesach, or from a lachmei toida, which weiter ein makrivim toida biyudalid nisan. So therefore Rashi said it was bedek habayis, and kedushas bedek habayis is not yours. Acherim Rashi says was nochri. There's a big machlokes rishonim. What does it mean? Shel choy ataroya aval ataroya shel acherim v'shel gavoya. Rashi says nochri. What about chometz of another yid? Is Ruvain over bal yiroa bal yimotzei if he has Shimon's chometz by him? Is there a lav of bal yiroa bal yimotzei when it's not your chometz? Mitzad echod. Rashi says shel acherim shel nochri. It would be mashma that if it's a different yid's chometz, there would be an isser of bal yiroa. But the emes is this is a big tumult in the Rishonim and later the Achroyim handle this Shaila. We'll stell it avek like this. The Ran, Rabbeinu David, the Maram Chalava, all on Psochem Daf Dalid are Mavur, that you're not over Bal Yerah unless the Chometz is yours. Ruvain is not over Bal Yerah on Shimon's Chometz. This is Mavur in the Sugya of Maskir V'Soicher, which is a complex Sugya we're not going into the details of, but the way the Ran, Rabbeinu David, the Maram Chalava, the way they learn the Sugya, they say in a matzav of maskir v'soicher, there's no bal yiroa on the soicher. A guy rented a house, and in the house is the maskir's chometz. There's no deiraisa de bal yiroa. Maybe you have to get rid of it. Maybe there's a chashash you might come to eat it. But the deiraisa of bal yiroa, the ran, and these rishonim, they speak out, there's no bal yiroa because it's not yours. It's the maskir's. Maybe the maskir has bal yiroa. We'll see about that. But the soicher, a soicher is not over bal yiroa because it's only when it's your own chometz. Lumaze, the tzlach in Psachim Daf Choftes, the Bir Hagro in Simin Tov Mem Gimel, the Pnei Yeshua over there in Psachim Daf Hey, they all bring out a tzad that no, that maybe there's a deraisa de kabal yiroa even on a different yid's chometz. Like it's meduyik in Rashi. Rashi said shalachirim of a goy. Mashma that if it's a different yid's chometz, you're over. Now the emes is the diuk of Rashi that Rashi said it's a goy. It could simply be because Rashi was diber behoiva. Why would you have another yid's chametz in your house? It's the yeni yid would have to get rid of it. Meaning maybe Reuven's not over bal yiroa on Shimon's chametz, but the reason Rashi said it was Reuven had a goy's chametz because Shimon would have gotten rid of it. But in this machlokes rishonim, maybe we'll speak out. There's a machaber Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tov Mem Gimel Siv Beis. Machaber says mafurish if Yisrael has a different yid's chametz in his house, so he should try to get rid of it or make sure the Yid gets rid of it. But if it's already the Shoch HaMishas, it's Erev Pesach, and he has this other Yid's Chometz, he's Mechuyiv to be Mevayirit once it comes to Zman HaIsser, even if he wasn't Mekabel Olav Achrayis. Because we mentioned, there's a Vada, a separate din that Yechayiv on Chometz Shekibel Olav Achrayis. But here the Machaber says Mefurish, if it's Yigia the Zman HaIsser, if Reuven has Shimon's Chometz in his house, Reuven is Mechuyiv to be Mevayirit. So the Gro over there, and we mentioned him already, and the Tzlach, and the Beis Meir, and the Mishnah Berurah there, and the Shaar HaTzion brings that, as I held the Bahag and the Ritzgiyas, that because the love of Bal Yiroa is even on a different Yitz Chometz. Reuven is Mechuyiv Mamish and Bal Yiroa, if he has Shimon's Chometz. The Miat of Shal Acherim was only Mamait a Goy's Chometz. But the Magen Avrom and the Bach over there in Tov Mem Gimel, they say different. They say you have to get rid of it, as Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Reuven, if he has Shimon's Chometz in the house, has to get rid of it because he's pushing helping Shimon out because Shimon is going to be over Bal Yiroa, and that's why Reuven has to get rid of it. So that's this big machloikis. If Shalacherim What's the din of chametz shel Yisrael acher? Is the person that has the chametz over bal yira? Then it says the Shagasari also talks about the Shaila, because he goes on Toisus over there in Psachim that hey asks Akasha, the Gemara darshins shel choy ataroya aval ataroya shel acherim shel gavoya, and we darshin it from one pasuk, and he asks that by chala when we darshin arisa say chem. V'loy shel nochri, v'loy shel kachim. We need a separate pasuk each time to be mamayit. Nochri, kachim. How come by bal yira it would suffice one pasuk locha mamayit everything? So Tosfos asks the kasha. Tosfos says through some day. But the Shagasari answers. He says no. By chometz over here, of course one pasuk is enough. Because shel acherim shel gavoya, it just means you're only over if it's locha, only if it's yours. Memela kachim acherim a nochri a different yid. It's all one mit. You're only over bal yira when it's mamish yours. But that's that issue about chometz shel Yisrael acher. Minchas Chinuch declares, and there's going to be them as kama v'kama shailas and matzovim of chometz, whether it's going to go under the category of shelcho. There's the shaila, the Minchas Chinuch declares, is what about shutfim? You know, because, and we're going to do this a few times now, esrig also has a din of lochem. You're only yoytze dalad minim if it's lochem. The truth is, by the mitzvah of matzah also, is a din that has to be yours. It has to be lochem. The Gemara says an esrog of shutfim, you're not yaitza. If two people own an esrog b'shutfis, you're not yaitza dalad minim with it, because it's not fully lochem. But Tosfos already speaks out in Chulin and also in Sukkah. That's by an esrog, because since each shutf only owns half the esrog, so it's not a full lochem. It's choser. But l'moshel by matzah, if you have a matzah of shutfim, and matzah you have to mamash, it means lochem. But because lechem oini is a gzera shava to chala, there has to be lochem. But if it's two kezesim already, if you ate enough of matzah that your pchelik of the shutfis is enough, will be enough. So maybe also legabi bal yira. If it's two kezesim, then machometz of shutfin would have the lav of bal yira. Although the truth is, if the two shutfim are both yidden, according to the gra and the tzlach and the pnei yeshua u the imam, that they hold that yiroiva bal yira and chometz shol yisrael acher. So then this whole shayla shutfim is not negeya. Either way, it's chametz of Yisrael acher anyways is mechuyev. Now the truth is, it's anyways mefurish in the Gemara, in Baba Kama Daf Tzadiches, chametz of Yisrael, hakol metzuvim levayre, hakol metzuvim levayre. But of course, the Gra and the Tzlach and the Pnei Yeshua will quote that Gemara to say, oh, it's a raya to them. There's a lav of Bal Yira, even if the chametz is not yours. There's a miyat on chametz shel nochri, chametz shel hektish. But chametz of Yisrael acher is a spitz Bal Yira. The Magen Avraham Bach, and that chevel of shittus, they'll say hakom etzuvim levaroi because I call Yisrael areivim zelaze. The next step is the Mishnah in Chala, the Mishnah in Psachim daf memvov. The Mishnah in Psachim daf memvov is talking about hafroshas Chala, and the Mishnah wants to know what do you do if it's erev Pesach and you have an isa shenitma. Now you have an isa shenitma that you have to be mafresh Chala. And you're going to be mafreshit chala tumeya, because b'cholzos you want to eat the rest of it, you're allowed to eat it betumah. But how are you mafresh chala betumah on Yom Tov? Not Erev Yom Tov, it's Yom Tov already. Keitzad mafreshin chala betumah b'Yom Tov on Pesach? That's the Mishnah's question. And what the Mishnah means to ask is because you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov for oichel nefesh purposes. But hafreshas chala, if it's chala tumeya, no one's allowed to eat it, it has to just get burnt. And what's going to be the heter to bake it? And to leave it as is, if you're going to be mafresh from the dough, a small piece of challah, for hafreshas challah, and you're going to leave it there, you leave it for a few minutes, it's going to become chametz. What are you supposed to do? There's a dough, it's rising, you got to start baking it and getting ready, but you can't do that until you mafresh challah. And the challah is going to be challah tumeya. It's also to bake it, because there's no heter of eichel nefesh for the challah tumeya. And to leave it, it's going to become chametz. So it's a machloikis tanoim. Keitzad mafreshin challah betume biyomtif. Rabbi Lezer Oymer, loy tikra l'shem ad she'toifa. Don't be mafresh the challah until first you bake it. Bake everything. Ben Beseira says, no, take a risk and tatel b'tzoin and keep on pouring cold water on it. Make sure it doesn't become chametz. Rabbi Yeshua Oymer, loy zehu chametz shemazharon olav b'bal yiro b'al yimotze. Ela mafrishosoy umanichose ad ha'erev v'imnis hichmitza hichmitza. Rabbi Yeshua says, go be mafresh challah. Was ken zayin? What's the zoy shlecht? You'll be mafresh a little piece of challah and leave it. It will turn into chametz. You already mafresh it for challah. It doesn't belong to you. Yeah, we're talking about Reuven. Yeah, Reuven has this dough. He's going to bake the rest of it. He's mafresh a small piece of challah tomeya. The challah tomeya, let it stay. It's mufresh already for the shevet hakahuna. It doesn't belong to him. And Rashi explains it clearly because the lav of bal yiroa is shel choy ataroya. Aval zu, this hafrashas chala, ze loy shelcha, aval loy shel chavercha. Rashi says, interesting lashon. Again, because there's a big diyuk here. Rashi says, you could be mafresh the chala according to Rabbi Yeshua, because there won't be a problem of bal yiro. Zu loy shelcha, aval loy shel chavercha. No, and if it would be chavercha, Rashi is saying, because it's not chavercha either, it belongs to the shevet hakahuna in general. But under Amadai, the Rashash, there are other zachorinim, the tzlach, Rashi says, it's not yours and it's not your friend's. Mashman, if it would be your friend's, you would also have a problem. But of course, you can dray out of it. Rashi means, if it would be your friend's, your friend would have a problem, not you. Maybe you don't have a problem, but he would have a problem. But the point is, this is nobody's. It belongs to the shevet hakahuna. Shevet hakahuna is not lacha. There's no problem of bal yiro. On the other hand, though, the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar argues, and he says there is a problem with that frashas chala, and the Gemara discusses, and there's a shayla on the gears today, but the Gemara says, one side, the reason why it's a problem, even though you were mafresh it for shevet hakahuna, is because maybe you could be shayla on it. And the fact that iboi mitshal alei makes it considered yours. And that's a very big chiddush. Rashi, and over there in Daf Mem Ches, and Tois over there in Daf Mem Vav, they shtel, what, the fact that you could be shayla on it? The vaila, you weren't shayla on it, you were mafresh chala. Something that if you would be shoyal on it is considered yours. You have an esrog of kachim or something, and but if you could have been shoyal on the hekdesh, then it would be yours. So then it's yours. Would have, could have, should have. It's not lachem. What's this concept? Iboy mitshal alei. If you could have been shoyal on it, so it's considered lcha. And then bchalal chamet shel hekdesh, right? Shel choya ataroya, aval ataroya shel achirim shel gavoya. Every time, what's the problem with shel gavoya? Why is shel gavoya not a problem? Maybe you'll be shoyal on the hekdesh. So Tosfos asks the kasha, he says the case is you already gave it to the gizbar, and then you can't be shoyal on it anymore. But this etzem yisoid, the Mechas Chinuch brings a big vort from the Shagas Aryeh, and we're going to use it a few times now in the shir. Shagas Aryeh says the reason why iboy mitshal alei bechlal we reckon maybe it's lecha, is because by chametz, let's get straight to the point, the gedorim of lecha by chametz is not the same gedorim as in kol ha'tayr kula. Let's bring out a basic dogma. We're going to go into this soon. That chometz that you were makabel olav achrayis, chometz of a goy, or a different yid, if you hold that you're not over on a regular, on a different yid's chometz. But if you were makabel olav achrayis, kibel olav achrayis is also considered lecha. It's fort, it's motzi biyotcha, it's goyrim lemomen, it's motzi biyotcha, it's shaykh to you. Zot the Shagas Aryeh, in kol ha'tayr kula that wouldn't be considered. Esrug shekibel olav achrayis is lochem. You yoytze esrug with an avadanat. But by chometz there's a separate riboy, motzi biyotcha. The gedorim of what warrants for lecha is of a different level. And that's why Iboy Mitchell Alei also would be considered lecha. Who had in the Shagas Aryeh, there is Mayrach Bet, over there also by Frashas Chala, that Toivas Hano, by Truma, Toivas Hano Momin. In Kol HaTayr Kula, we could be passing Toivas and Alav Momin. But if it's enough to be over, it's enough to be over Bal Yirah. And the Menchas Chinuch uses this Yisoid a few times, that the gedorim of what of lecha for Bal Yirah might not be the same as for Kol HaTayr Kula. We'll go through a few of the cases now that the Menchas Chinuch handles, and there's various repercussions to them. Chometz of Tevel. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Lamed Hey that an esrig of Tevel, you're not Yotze, it's not Lachem. And the emphasis is Tevel, it's not Isuri Hano, it belongs to you. Why is it not Lachem? So the Gemara, it's not Lachem because only something that you have a heter to eat is considered Lachem. And something that you're not able to eat is also a chesaron of lachem, a new vort. That when we say the Torah warrants lachem, something that you're not have a yecholus to eat, and tevel, you're not allowed to eat, that's also not considered lachem. There's a famous shayla, this is already off topic, but just for a moment, there's a famous shayla from Rav Elia Rugler. He asks a shayla, let's say a person has an esrig shel tevel, and another kosher esrig, but the two got mixed up. Now one is for sure a regular kosher esrog, and one is tevel. He doesn't know which one is which. So he says, let him take both, one after the other. Then for sure, monashach he was yaitza. And he has a tzad that maybe not. Because soif kol soif, lachem requires also that you're able to eat it. Neither of these esrogim you could eat. Even though klapi shmaya, be'emes, one of them for sure you can, and one of them for sure you can't. But you took both, you're not having to eat it. You have to do the mitzvah of dalad minim. Oh, he says, he has a tzad, you're not yaitza. Because you couldn't eat either of them. Safik the Raisa Lachumra. You don't know which one is Tevel. Me Safik, you're not allowed to eat either one. Maybe what you're not allowed to eat as Safik the Raisa Lachumra also is already. It's not Lachem. It has to be an Esrog that you could eat. Oy Dilma, no. He has a tzad. Klap Ishmai. You definitely took an Esrog that's Be'etzim Klap Ishmai right to eat. So that's a shayla if it means Bepoil, that it's able to eat. But the Etzim idea, something that you can't eat, is not Lachem. So Claire's the Menchas Chinuch. What about Lagabi Bal Yirah? chametz of tevel. If there's chametz of tevel, maybe you shouldn't be over bal yiroh, because shelchoi ataroya, and this is not lacha, it's chesaron of lacha if it's not able to eat. Although the emes is, once again and again, we're going to do this, the Shagas Arya's idea that maybe the gedarm of lacha by chametz, as long as it's for at motzi biyodcha, even though you can't eat it, you'll be over. Another nekuda that the Milchas Chinuch is ma'or specifically here l'gabi tevel is a shayla that we know that be'emes bechlal, there's a famous gemara. How are you ever over bal yiroh? Chometz is on Pesach is osur b'hano. Isurei hano, like a lot of rishonim, is not even considered l'cha. The Ritva Kiyidua holds that isurei hano is l'cha. Abrahamius, it's not b'shuscha. And you're not over bal yiroh unless it's l'cha, and that's it's shalcha, and it's b'shuscha. So how are you bechalal ever over bal yiroh? The chometz is osur b'hano, so it's not shalcha, it's not b'shuscha. You're not over. Shalcha yateroya, v'zu, ain't it shalcha, isurei hano. Zok the Gemara, famous concept. Shnei dvorim asa nakosav ki'ilu hein shelcha v'ki'ilu hein b'shuscha. Chometz b'pesach v'bar b'shus harabim. Chometz b'pesach, there's an asoyin hakosav ki'ilu, it's yours. This concept of asa nakosav has many repercussions. We discussed a little bit of it by Tashbisu. But what's negay here is the shayla, what if you have a chometz that's not l'cha for another reason besides the fact that it's chometz? Meaning, does that mean that chometz is isuri hano, and isuri hano is not yours, is not going to be my nei you from being over bal yiroh? Because of them gufa, the Torah says, I saw an akos of it if it is yours. But what if the chometz is osur b'hano for a different reason? L'mashal, first of all, what if it's tevel? Tevel's not osur b'hano, but tevel, like we said here, maybe it's not l'cha because you can't eat it. But maybe of them gufa will say, I saw an akos of ke'ilu, it's yours. This is negeya also by chometz of klai hakerem, when it's taki, isuri hano. There's a tzad that there's no bal yiroh because it's klai hakerem, it's the chisuri hano, isuri hano is not shalcha. Or no, the asan akosav that applies klapi the chometz, migu, that there's asan akosav on the chometz, there will be asan akosav also on the klai hakerem. This is negeya by chometz gzula, by klai hakerem, by tevel, and we cleared about this shayla. Also a neder. A person asered up a piece of chametz mitzad neder. He was made a koinim. Kikra zu koinim alai. So it's asr as neder. Is he over bal yiroh? On one hand, no, it's a neder. It's a suri hano. It's not his. But here there's a few ideas. First of all, once again, maybe there's a migu that there's asar and akosav also on the neder. Also, the neder is mutter at least to other people. It's considered the l'chal's that. And also, what if he's iboy mitchal? We saw before that by chala, iboy mitchal ali. Maybe you'll be shoyal on the hafroshes chala. No, maybe also you'll be shoyal on the neder. So that's another shayla. What's the din of bal yiroh on chometz of neder? The next shayla of the Minchas Chinuch, chometz of hefker, which is interesting because on one hand, we know there's the concept of bittel chometz. And Shitas Toisvis is that Bittel Chometz Gufa is Hefker. Bittel is Hefker. So of course, Toisvis is Mavada Mavur, that when we say Shelchoi Ateroya, Aval Ateroya, Shelacherim Shel Gavoya, Avada, you're also able to have Ateroya, Shel Hefker. There's no Bal Yiroh on Chometz of Hefker. We cleared before, what about Chometz of Yisrael Acher? What about Shutfim? Now, Chometz of Hefker. Shitas Toisvis Avada is that Chometz of Hefker, you're not even Bal Yiroh. Tosis learns that that's the whole concept of bittel. But other Rishonim learn different. The Ramban Lamashal learns that bittel is your megalad das that you don't want the asan akosav. Because the emes chametz anyways shouldn't be over because it's isuri hano of chametz. Elamai asan akosav. The concept of bittel is that your megalad das that you don't want the asan akosav. And that's good for the Hezbollah. Bittel must be done before it becomes asur b'hano. Once it's asur b'hano, it already kicked in the concept of asan akosav. You can't be moineya it. Although everyone agrees that bittel can't be once it's asur, but no, like the Ramban, that's the hasbara set form. Aber yidua that Rashi shita is that bittel chometz is mitzar gzeres akosav of tashbisu. Zok de ktsois in simon reishayim gimel that the reason Rashi didn't want to be mafarish like tois is that bittel is midin hefker, because Rashi held al derech the Rambam in hilchis nedorim perik beis halochi yedalid that the Rambam says Hefker is a neder. And there's a big machloikas achroin in what the Rambam means by this, but the ktsois over there in Reisha and Gimel takes it to an extreme that Hefker is a chalois neder. Technically, Hefker is still yours. Until the second person that comes and zoich in it, it's be'etzim still the first person's. Nor he's not allowed to take it back, it's chala bal yachal, it's chala neder. but it's still his. And therefore, you can't, chametz of hefker, you will be over bal yira. That was Gufa Rashi's hechrich, that must be bittul chametz, has a totally different meaning. That you make it like offer, you're not machshavit, it's tashbisu, you mashbis to chametz. But it can't be that it's a gather of hefker, because hefker is still shulcha. Nach the two, hefker is, you could be shoyal on the hefker. If the hefker is a neder, you could be shoyal on it. And like we said, iboy mitchal alei. We said by chala, we said it by neder, and I was saying it by hefker. Maybe he'll be shoyal on the hefker. That's why it's not so pushit that you'll be able to dray out of bal yirah by just being mafker the chometz. The next shaila, the Menchas Chinuch wants to know, what about chometz that a bal gets from his wife with nichsei melug? Now the gather of nichsei melug, without going into the complexity of it, is that he has a kinyan peiris. In kol ha'tayrakul, we grad the paskin kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan aguf. For Esrig, he wouldn't be Yoitza. It's not Lochem. Nichsei Melug is not Lochem. It's only Kinyan Peiris. He wouldn't be Yoitza Esrig of Lochem. But once again, clears the Menchas Chinuch, based on this Shagas Arya that we said, that by Chometz we saw that it's not the same Gedorim of Lochem. Kibul Olav Achrayis is also enough to be Mechayiv you. Maybe also Nichsei Melug would be enough that you'd be Oiver Bal Yiron Bal Yimotze on Chometz of Nichsei Melug. Now to go straight into the topic of Chometz Shekibul Olav Achrayis. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Hey says that even though Shalchoy Atoroya, Aval Atoroya Shalachirim Shalgavoya, but if it's Chometz of a Goy even, that you are Makabal Achrayis, then you are going to be Oiver Bal Yirah. Nechlechu Arishoinim, what does it mean Kibal Olav Achrayis? Only if you are Mamish Makabal Achrayis of Oinsim, you Mamish Ashoil, and you have all the Achrayis? Or does it suffice the Achrayis of Shemir Socher of Gnev of Aveda? Or the Rosh brings down from the Bahag, that even the Kabbalah Sachrayis of a Shomer Chinam, you will Makabal Achrayis of Pshia, that's already enough that it's called Chometz Shekibal Olav Achrayis. So that's a machlokes, what darg of Kabbalah Sachrayis is enough to say that it's Ki'ilu Lecha, it's Motzi Biyotcha, and you're going to be Chayiv. Oinsim, or only Gnev of Aveda, or even Pshia. Abravinitvi, whatever the case is, if it's a Chometz of a Goy, or a different Yid, and you Makabal Achrayis, the correct Achrayis that's necessary for this, like the various Shitas, you're going to be over Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotze. Klerz Dem and Cheschinich, what are you supposed to do? You have a Goy's Chametz, and you're Makabal Achrayis, and now it's Erev Pesach, it's coming Chatzos. You have to get rid of it. You have to get rid of it. What are you going to do? And the emes is, you'll say, do Bittel. Be Mavatel it. Bittel Chametz. Before Chatzos, be Mavatel it. Oh, but the Shagasari says in Siman Ein Ches, you can't do Bittel Chametz on Chametz Shekibal Olav Achrayis. Fascinating. Chometz that's mamish yours, you could do bittel. But this chometz be'emes is not yours. It's a goy's. It's someone else's. No, you will makabal olav achrayis, and the kibal olav achrayis is machayiv you and bal yirah. But bittel, you can't do bittel. It's not yours to be mavatel. Emes is the Shagasari has a whole arichas about that. He brings some rayas. One raya he brings from Pesachim daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, bir chometz is dafke be'etzim with tzreifa. In fact, the Gemara, that's a chumrah. In the end, it's going to be a kula. Loi motzo eitzim lesorfoi. And then you're going to be yoshev batel. You're not going to do anything. Frak the Shagasari, how could you ever have a case? Loi motzo eitzim lesorfoi. Yeah, yoshev batel. You could always do bittel. You'll never get stuck. You could always do bittel. He says, must be it's a case of chametz shekibal olav achrayis. Chametz shekibal olav achrayis. You can't do bittel. Another rai he brings, he has a big arichas there, but another rai he brings, Pesachim Samach Gimel, a guy shechts a korban Pesach from his chabur when he owns chametz still. He gets malchus for leisishchar al chametz dam zivchi. Frek sich takasha, how can he get malchus? It's hasroa sofik. Maybe he was mevatel beliboy. And harichu achroinim because yizu. But the Shagasari says, Teretz is the case is that it was chametz shekibol al achrayis. And he names on that even on chametz shekibol al achrayis, the same way you're over bal yiroeh, you're over leisishchar al chametz dam zivchi. And you can't do bittel. So there's no asra sofik. It's clear that he had an opportunity to do bittel. Now, if that's true, that chametz shekibal olav achrayis, you can't even do bittel, so what should you do? Elamai, you gotta burn it. Frektim and chasinah, but it's not yours. It's gezel akum. So he says it's not gezel akum, it's hezek akum. And he starts being mefalpel. Maybe there's no iser dairais of hezek akum. Lamashal, if the makar that you're not allowed to be mazik, the makar of iser mazik, in Baba Kama they talk about what's the makar of iser mazik. If the makar of Isra Mazik is from Vahafta L'Reyecha Kamoicha, a goy is not Reyecha. If the makar is the Rishash says in Ksubis, it's a Kavachoyme from Ashavas Aveda, it's not Pasha, there's Ashavas Aveda from goy. But if the makar of Isra Mazik is from Sigzal, like Rabbeinu Yoina, says in Pirkei Avos and the Torah in Chayshim Mishpat, Then l'chayr, it's a shailer of gezel akam. It's not so pashut. How could you get rid of the chametz of the goy that you were makabel all of achrayis? So the achrayim of falpul, the mitzvah's essay of tashbisu, is doicha, the lav of the iser mazik. Pulpulim. Another nakuda the Shagasari wants to know is whether on chametz shekibel all of achrayis, is there an essay of tashbisu? We know that the Gemara is marba, that there's a lav of bal yira, but is there an essay of tashbisu? The next case is chametz gzula. It's a big topic. We'll say just the headline of it. The Shita Makubetzis in Baba Kama Dav Tzadi Ches says that chametz gzula, no one is over bal yira, not the gazlan and not the nigzal. Reuven stole chametz from Shimon. Neither one is over bal yira. Why? The nigzal is not over because it's not prashusai. Someone stole it from him. Also, he's an oinus. The gazlan is not over because it's not shaloi. And the big tumul le'achroinim, I know it's not shaloi, but it's goyrim l'momin to him, because if he's going to be able to say arei shalcha lefanach, he can give it back. If not, so this is worth money to him. Why is it different than chametz shekibel olav achrayis? Mechas Chinuch has a big arichas about kinyan lezman, mechiras chametz, or kinyan chametz. If you bought it only lezman, what's the status of kinyan lezman b'negei bal yira? And again, chazes zechibad, you say it again and again. It's, you're talking that maybe for esrog it wouldn't be called lachem, but maybe for the gedorim of bal yira it's enough. Another major classic Mechas Chinuch shayla. Let's say you were koine the chametz with a kinyan derabbanon, kinyan agav, let's say, like some rishonim is only a derabbanon. Are you going to be over bal yira d'oraisa? Again, assuming that you're not over chametz, you're not over bal yira and chametz shal yisrael acher. What if Reuven was koine chametz from Shimon, but he was koine it only with a kinyan derabbanon? Is a kinyan derabbanon enough to make him be over bal yira d'oraisa? So one facet of this shayla is the major kloliastika topic, whether kinyan derabbanon mahani klapi d'oraisa, which is Mishlam Melech's all over the place about this kind of shayla. But again, local over here, the Menchas Chinuch says, Kenzan, you don't need to come on to that. Avadi will be over bal yira d'oraisa. It's not worse than kibel olav achrayis. The gedorim of lechof bal yira, once we see that even kibel olav achrayis is chayiv, maybe even a kinyan derabbanon is enough that it's under your jurisdiction. At the other end of it is the shayla, Shagasari talks about, but Bemis, it's already the rush in Psochim and the Ramban al HaTorah and Parshas Boy. What about chametz that is yours, but it's not Rishuscha? Which simply said, there's a lot of cases to this, but let's go mamish the simple. What if a guy throws the chametz out of his house? It's not on his Rishus. He throws it out in the street. It's a huge machloikis Rishonim. There are Rishonim that hold that you're only over Bal Yira on chametz that's Shelcha and Rishuscha. And therefore, if you throw the chametz out of your Rishus, you're not over. It's a big topic. One interesting idea about this. Rashi in Psochem Daf Chavches, Rav Nochem was Medayik the Rashi. The Gemara talks about there that when you get rid of the chametz, like Rabbi Yehudi, you need to burn it. Dafka. Like the Rabbanon, you could do Hashbasosei B'chol Dover. You could be Mefarer V'zayra L'ruach. Now Rashi over there, Bavarans, why do you have to crumble it and then throw it to the wind? Just throw it to the wind. So Rashi, no, because if you're not going to crumble it first, maybe someone else will find it and he'll eat it. Vastaf Rashi Zogin, maybe someone else will find it and he'll eat it. Well, without that problem, you could stam as they throw it out without crumbling it. Zogti Rav Nochem, yeah, because Rashi, he brings rice. This is one of them. Rashi holds like Yanashit, this Rishonim, that as long as it's not on your Rishus, you're not Eval Yiroh. So technically, what do you need Mefarer if it's Zayra L'Ruach? Just be Zayra L'Ruach. Blow it in the wind and finished. You're not over. Zog Rashi, yeah, technical problem. Maybe someone else is going to come to eat it. Another Gishmakish Island, Menchas Chinuch. Chometz that's less than a Shava Pruta. It's interesting, Maisa. There's a Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Chav Zayin, by Shutfim, that if you own less than a Shava Pruta of something, it's not Lochem. B'negei Sukkah, B'negei Esrig. If you're a Shutf in something and you own less than a Shava Pruta of it, that's not Lochem. Now, some say that's only a word by Shutfim. A Shutf that only has less than a Pruta is not Lochem. But there are those that squeeze out of this Rashi a Klal. Something that's not worth a Shava Pruta is not Locho, is not Lochem. Maybe also for Bal Yira. If you have a kazayas of chametz even, kesevis, kazayas, whatever the shear is for Bal Yira. But it's not worth a pruta, meaning it's not worth a pruta for whatever reason, even when it was mutter, not when it became asur hanah on chametz on Pesach. If even before Pesach it was not a shava pruta, maybe there's no Bal Yira. Because based on this Rashi in Chav Zayin that it's not called lacha, maybe it wouldn't be considered Bal Yira. Noch einmal, ich hasse die Yisoid. The Gedorim of Lecha by Pesach is not the same Gedorim. And maybe it would, yes, suffice enough for the Lecha. The same way, anyways, Chometz is Yisurei HaNo. Nor Asana Kosef, Ke'ilu, it's yours. It's right that you'll have the Asana Kosef. Then the Menachas Chinuch talks about if you're koine chametz, and he talks about how it's impossible to be koine from another yid. It's not his to be maknet to you. But we know the Rambam talks about a case that you're going to get malchus for Bal Yiroh when you buy the chametz. He lechera means you buy the chametz from a goy. And there's an Arichus Dvarim about that. Another classic nekud of the Menachas Chinuch, but Meshach Shaychi to our Shmuz, is Avodim. Avodim Avad Archaiv and Mitzvahs Ki'isha, and they're over the lava of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimatzeh. Now he says, how do you have a case that the Eved owns anything? And the Menachas Chinuch talks about this Keseder. By any mitzvah or Avera where it's negated, it has to be yours. An Eved doesn't have it. An Eved doesn't own anything. Mashakon Eved kon a rabbi. And even if there's cases you try to be makta to the Eved, Amenashe ein le rabbi, it's not clear that he has enough of a bailus. But once again, Zok the Menachas Chinuch, could be for Bal Yiroh would be enough. The Gedorim that requires, you know, even Kibbal of Achrayas is considered Lecha. And we saw so many other Dugmois here that it might not have the same Gedorim, strict Gedorim, that it can be considered Lecha. Maybe that would also be enough for the Gedorim of Bal Yiroh by the Eved. Hafoch, but there's Kama v'kama Chalokim. Be'etzim, we went through Kama v'kama Dugmois, but there was a Kav over here that we went through. What's the Gedorim of Lecha b'negeya v'shalchoi ataroya? We spoke about Shutfim, Yisrael Acher, Hektish, Kibbol Olav Achrayis, Chalo, Maisosheni, Tevel, to mention a few. We'll end with a Vort. Shteit and Sefer told us Yankov Yosef. Interesting Vort. Shalchoi ataroya. He says it with a krechts. Chametz represents the chesroinus and the bad things. And the yisoid is, a person's supposed to look at his own chesroinus. Shelcha, and the problem is that the people don't look fierzik like that. You know, shelcha iyataroya. People don't look at their own chametz. They don't look at their chesroinus. Avalataroya shelacherim. You look at yenes, or shelgavoya, the rabbonim. You look at their chesroinus. You know, this reminds me, there's a famous vort that a person was nivra with two einayim. One is to see his own chesroinus. That's one eye. And his other eye is to see Yenis Milus. Promise, people are cross-eyed. Oh, but we should be zaychataka, that we should taka be able to get rid of the chametz, which is the Sa'or Shebe Isa. We shouldn't be able to see it, Bechlal. And we should be zaycha to be mevar the beer chametz of the Sa'or Shebe Isa, Legamri, Be'ezer Hashem.